Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. I hope that you were able to worship the one true and everlasting God this weekend. If you're not yet a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, seeking his forgiveness for your sin, then I urge you to write to me this morning and this evening so that I can send you a slim, readable booklet that will tell you more about what God has done for you through Jesus Christ and how you can participate in so great a salvation from sin. I'm going to say something more about sin this week, but first I want to take us back to chapter 2 of the book of Genesis so that we can learn more about history. History is our word for these days together. Let's take as our definition of history this. History is a narrative of past people and events. History is a narrative of past people and events. I like that. That's what the Bible is. It is much more than that, but certainly God's word is a narrative of the people who lived in the past and the events with which they are associated. And the scripture opens human history with God and his creation, which includes men and women. We met the first man, Adam, and the first woman, Eve, last week. Let's circle back to Adam now. Genesis 2, verse 7 says, "Then the Lord God formed man of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being." As we keep reading, we find out what happened to Adam next. This is verse 8 of Genesis chapter 2. "The Lord God planted a garden toward the east in Eden, and there he placed the man whom he had formed." Here is the Lord's provision for the man he has made, a garden. It is in Eden, therefore taking the nomenclature, the Garden of Eden. Even though Eve is not created from man until verses 21 and 22 of Genesis chapter 2, we know when we read ahead that Eve joins her husband Adam in this luscious garden. And I will say more about the details of this perfect place this week, but here is what I want you to now notice. I said last week that Adam had no personal history. Being the first man, he had no parents. And since God created him fully formed, he had no childhood on which to look back on. True. However, every day that Adam experiences life in the garden, his history begins to take shape. From the point of consciousness forward, he leaves behind him the day before and the day before that, just like us. So what started out as a difference between Adam and us regarding one's personal history now begins to be a similarity as we move through Genesis and Adam progresses in age and in experience. And what was true of Adam as well as Eve's developing history? Yes, perfection. They both lived in a perfect garden. That is, this first couple will be able to spend the rest of their lives looking back on their past, being reminded that they started off in the Garden of Eden in fellowship with God as their companion and enjoying everything God had made for them. But, to the contrary, our history is not one of perfection, but one of imperfection. We did not start out in such a garden, did we? No. And when we look back on our past, we're reminded that we started off outside of fellowship with God, living in an imperfect world, a world that is far from perfect. I want to speak with you this week about the history of perfection versus the history of imperfection. The history of perfection versus the history of imperfection. And we will continue this tomorrow when you join me for the Tuesday edition of this ministry called Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.